speaking of hangry, we got something going on the Truth Network that's going to help the world not be so hangry.
Yeah, he's talking about just needing God's word. He said, please help the Truth Network send Bibles to Africa. And we know that they need God's word. We have until the end of the month, just $5 gets a Bible in the hands of a poor impoverished believers all over the African continent with the help of the Bible League. Just $5. Just think about that, Robbie. Just $5. So please give. If you can give more than $5, man, we'd love for you to do it. And the number to call is 1-800-YES-WORD. 1-800-YES-WORD.
1-800-YES-WORD.
Hi, this is Roy Jones with Man Talk Radio Podcast. Our mission is to break down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Radio broadcast will be starting in just a few seconds. Thank you.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
What a treat. I really am just having so much fun already this morning. I can hardly wait for the next hour. So today on Kingdom Pursuits, we have Akilah Du with us, and she is the author of In Wrath. Now, this sounds bad and scary, but it sounds like it's going to be a really cool book. In Wrath, Remember Mercy, The Redemption of Torquil Du. Did I get that right, Akilah?
Correct.
That's a miracle.
Hey, we're all looking for those, are we not?
We are. We are. So, this is an interesting, for those of us who are in the South, right, where it's often called the War of Northern Aggression.
Well, I go right along with that, and imperialism besides.
So this book is right along those lines, right? It's interesting, and I love the title.
Well, it's a kind of a reminder to all of us that in times like we're living in, where so much anger is going around, we have to remember to have compassion on our enemies.
Wow, and the Civil War, talk about a test of that. And I know a little bit about this book that you've written enough to go, man, your main character got tested, and certainly we're going to get into all that. So Akilah is our first guest, and we also have with us Pastor Thane Barnes, who's the pastor of Woodbine Church in Mayodan, North Carolina. And more importantly than all that is he's my neighbor. We live on Blues Creek Lake, and he started a prayer group there in the neighborhood when the pandemic started, which has then turned to a Bible study where we meet every week. What a beautiful thing, isn't it?
It is great. It's a great time that we get together and share the Word of God and share just each other's needs.
Yeah.
We've seen some miraculous things happen because of prayer and because of God's intervention, too. It's exciting.
Right in our own neighborhood.
Yeah.
It really is. I was like, how did I get so lucky to have neighbors like this and an opportunity to create our own circle of trust for you know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure you feel like I do with that group that we meet every week. Like, there's a lot of trust right there.
There's a tight group that comes together. And I think that that may be some of the things that God has allowed to happen through this pandemic and all of the shutdown is that we're going to have to reconsider and reevaluate what it means to, quote unquote, do church, what it looks like, because we won't be able to just identify it with a place that I am going to the church.
Right.
And I think that's one of the things that's happened in our neighborhood. We have church every week. And it's a special time. And then we go to our own churches and do it again on Sunday.
We really do. And the neat thing about, as I'm putting it together, God always puts my guests together for me. I just kind of wing it. Akilah, really, your book is for such a time as this, really, isn't it?
Well, yes, I think so, because one of the main themes is forgiveness and what it costs. And it's something we have to be willing to do in order to move forward with what's going on in our own lives.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I get to do a radio show with Nikita Koloff, the champion wrestler, who has this phenomenal faith. And we were just talking this week, Pastor, about how this pandemic has really kind of separated, you know, the sheep from the goats, so to speak. Like, wow, all of a sudden, a lot of people that are cowering in fear versus those who are walking in faith. And you know, what does that look like? And again, I'm not casting any stone. I'm just saying you can just see in certain things, and here's something that's a great example of, that we finally, my special needs class that we met last Sunday for the first time, we had more students than we've ever had. I'm going to say in 10 years, because they finally got a chance to come back together. And wow, it was like open up the floodgates. Here they all came, and boy, were they hungry for the relationship and the face-to-face. We've been doing Zoom, you know, during the whole deal, but Zoom just doesn't...
it's not the same.
It isn't even in the same world of what it means to meet regularly with people of like minds, of faith, that you really, you know, wow. And if anybody thinks Robbie had anything to do with this, you're absolutely wrong. I was, you know, as usual, just hanging out. And my wife says, you know, our neighbors are having this dinner thing we got to go to. Okay, well, we're going, you know. And then, you know, when we go to the dinner thing that we're going to, then, well, they say, well, you know, we go to this prayer meeting every Saturday afternoon. And, you know, the next thing I know, I get a chance to come to this. And that's how it happened.
Well, and you surprise us all how much Hebrew you understand, because I took Hebrew when I was in seminary, and it was not a good experience for me. I knew I was in trouble when the back of the Bible was actually the front of the Bible, and after the alphabet, when they started into the vowel markings, I was in trouble from that day forward.
Yeah, fortunately, I can learn it at my own pace, and I've never had to worry on the vowel markings, because I'm not not trying to speak it, but it's a really cool thing. So, Akilah, we're so glad to have you with us today. And maybe just start us off with a story of how in the world did you end up writing a book?
Well, it's been in my mind and heart, I think, most of my life.
Really?
To write. I can remember as a kid wanting to be a writer. And finally, the Lord just brought it all together. I had written the book, parts of it, many years ago, and at one point, I just said, this is not going how it should. I am going to give it up. And if the Lord wants to give it back to me and I write it later, I will. And so I chucked every scrap I could find into the wood stove and just trusted the Lord. And about 10 years later, he brought it back. And it was marvelously improved. It was in Technicolor, and I went ahead and wrote it.
Really? Tell us, can you be a little more specific? It was in Technicolor. What? Can you kind of share with us how you felt that color come alive?
Well, the hero's character came alive and was a Christian instead of just somebody, and it became a story of, well, it's kind of an allegory, really, of the Christian life. You know, how you start out as a child trusting and loving God and everything's fine, and then catastrophe, and how do you react? Well, not everybody reacts the way Torquil does in the story, but it's a contrast between how he finally learns to trust God.
So you can't, you know, for those of you who can't see the cover of the book, it's just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it is, somebody's painted this, obviously. But the other part about it that jumps right out at you is the hero's name is not unlike the author's name. And they share the same last name. And then there's that Q in the middle of both their first names. And so when we come back, we're going to find out there's a relationship to this. We know. And you can see what a beautiful story. We're going to find out more about her book. And you can find out more about Pastor Thane. All you do is go to kingdompursuits.com. And, oh, I haven't forgotten my riddles. I am fully armed. And
you're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Oh, welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom today. We're so blessed to have with us Akilah Du, her book, In Wrath, Remember Mercy, The Redemption of Torquil Du, as well as my good friend and neighbor, Pastor Thane Barnes, pastor of Woodbine Baptist Church in Mayo Dan, which I just learned this week, Beth Ann, because I was going down the road and I realized that there's a Mayo River, M-A-Y-O. I'm pretty sure Hellman's founded it. And there's a place where the Mayo River meets the Dan River, and guess what they call it?
I don't know what, Rob.
Mayo Dan. There Mayo you go. So speaking of mercy and wrath, you knew this was coming.
Well, I was debating what you were going to use as the theme.
Mercy and wrath.
Mercy and wrath.
So a priest was pulled over while driving for speeding, and said to the officer, "Blessed are those who show mercy, for they shall receive mercy." To which the respond of the officer was, as he was writing out his ticket,
"Yes,
go and sin no more."
He got the ticket.
Yeah, that's how much mercy, you know. So anyway, and I also heard about this French murderer running around rampant all over the place.
Oh, no.
And one of his victims said, "Mercy, mercy." You remember they were French, right?
Merci, merci.
All right. And so the French guy just shot him and said, "You're welcome."
Oh. You got the author groaning.
Yes, we do. And so that, you know, we did a couple on mercy. Of course, we have to do one on wrath just for equal, you know. And since this is my favorite of the bunch, I've saved the best for last, in my own opinion.
I can normally tell by the sound in your voice.
Yes, you can tell I love this one. So did you know that to cut down on costs, the cast and crew camped outside in tents while filming the outdoor scenes in Star Trek II?
I did not know.
You might remember that was the Wrath of Khan.
There was.
Right? Do you remember that, Pastor? You're not a Star Trek fan? It was the Wrath of Khan. It was Ricardo Montalban. Remember? The plane. You know, that guy.
That too.
He played Khan in the Wrath of Khan. So I snagged one of these tents on eBay, Beth Ann.
Oh,
I did.
What a steal.
And I thought you guys would appreciate my new original Khan tent.
It's all content.
Do you feel like you've been conned?
Yes.
On my content? Yes. So, you knew there would be a riddle.
A real one.
At the end of all that, because we got to give away the book,
I know,
right?
Yeah.
So who in the Bible, right, showed wrath but still remembered mercy? There's an open-ended question for you. Who in the Bible showed wrath but still remembered mercy? 866-348-7884. And what a beautiful book you will win. Beth Ann, tell them what they win.
Man, you are not kidding, Robbie. I can't take my eyes off the cover. In Wrath, Remember Mercy, The Redemption of Torquil Du by Akilah Du. We got it right here for you. It's gorgeous, well written, and you will enjoy it.
Absolutely. Just a beautiful, beautiful. I would suppose you'd call it a novel, Akilah, right?
I suppose so.
It's a novel.
I write fiction so that people will read history.
That's a beautiful book. And all you have to do is call 866-348-7884 and tell us who in wrath showed mercy. I would love to hear from you today and love to give you that book. So, when we left our hero, Aquila, the main character's name, not only did they become in color, but they seem to have a real resemblance to your own name. Is there a story there?
Yes, there is. It's a kinship in spirit, and Aquila Dew is a pen name, which means black eagle, which refers to former hair color and the fact that we writers have to be on our own kind of recluses to get it written, and eagles stay kind of at a distance and hover. So that's the explanation.
So, wow. I'm excited, aren't you? Black Eagle is your pen name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to tell you that Thane and I, because we in this Bible study, we live on Blues Creek Lake, right? And we both love to fish, as you might imagine. Now, you're going to wonder, where do the eagles come in? They're coming. Believe me, just stay with me. So, last year, I was fishing, and this bass hit my lure so hard that he literally swallowed a plug. I mean, I've never had this happen. It was down in his stomach, right?
A big one.
It was.
Oh.
And I thought, am I going to let him take this lure and just cut the line and let him go? And I thought, no, I've got to get my lure out. Well, I did. And that left him in a very bad way, because usually I would leave my fish to live. Well, I put him in the water hoping that somehow he would survive this trauma, and he was kind of flopping. And my daughter was like, Dad, I can't believe you killed that fish. And just as we were discussing all that, from the sky, from 50,000 feet, swoops down the most beautiful bald eagle I have ever seen. It was black, but it had white head. And it came down, Aquila, I got to tell you, just beautifully, with his talons, couldn't have been 15 feet off the boat. He snags up this fish, and off he goes. And I had no idea we had bald eagles at the lake. Some people would say it's an osprey, but I've been close enough to touch it, and that thing was an eagle. I mean, it was huge.
Wow.
And since then, on numerous occasions, this eagle knows my boat. And occasionally I have fish. Believe it or not, it's not unusual for me to be on the lake, and this eagle comes flying alongside of me.
Wow.
And he's got this yellow beak. I mean, it's not only has he got the white head and the black, but this yellow beak and yellow talons. You really have to see it to kind of appreciate that, man, this thing is like right here in beautiful North Carolina. Where do you live, Aquila?
Colorado.
Oh, really?
I'm on the western slope of the Rocky Mountains. The western slope is a geographical area like
I know. I came here from Grand Junction. That's where I moved from.
Really?
Yeah, so where on the western slope do you live?
In a little, outside of a little tiny town about 3 hours south of Grand Junction.
Down by New Mexico, then.
Well, it's not that far to the Four Corners. We're not that far from, Four Corners, basically. And I said, 3 hours south of Grand Junction.
What's the name of the town?
Norwood.
Norwood, Colorado. Mm-hmm.
How far is that from Lake City?
About 2 hours if you're not in a hurry.
Okay, and Montrose and Gunnison. I know that area. I love that area of Colorado, that southwest corner.
How about Durango?
Oh, well, do you come hunting here or something?
Fishing.
I've been fishing there, but I pastored in the Denver area for 10 years, and we would vacation in that area of southwest Colorado and just love it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Well, thank you. It's a wonderful place. We've got such great people around here.
It's amazing that Gunnison, as beautiful as it is in the summer, can be as cold as it is in the winter.
the icebox of the whole state.
So if Aquila Dew is a black eagle, what's Torquil Dew?
Well, Dew means black in Gaelic, and he was given that name as a kind of a nickname by his father because his hair is black.
So what does Torquil mean?
Well, it's Gaelic, and there are I've looked it up a number of times, and none of the definitions agree, but it is an old Gaelic name and associated with Clan Gunn and with the MacLeod Lords of the Isles.
Uh-huh.
It's family name in both of those.
So when you say Gaelic, excuse my ignorance, but does that mean Irish?
Scottish.
Scottish. A lot of people are going,
related.
Boo, Robbie.
Oh?
No, I'm just kidding. Scottish. I'm so sorry. Oh, my goodness. For all those Scots out there.
What have Scots done to initiate those boos?
What I did. Well, see, the reason I say that is because the name Dilmore was actually Irish. It was Delmara.
Uh-huh.
And my grandfather came to understand that the Scots were not big fans of the Irish.
Well, that's interesting. Because it's, well, let's see. The Scots, some of them moved to Ireland.
Yeah, they did.
Trying to start a colony, and in fact, that's where we get the Scotch-Irish,
right,
which is part of my own descent. And but I do believe that they were very much at odds during that time when they were living there.
Yeah, because the Scottish were Protestant, and the Catholics the Irish for the most part were Catholic, and so
correct.
You know, it was an interesting dynamic, especially since the Scottish came in with all the money, and they, you know, occupied the Irish people. And so my grandfather, just to give you the rest of the story, since I'm on a roll, he must have stolen some Scottish man's horse, because he's a horse thief, and we've been in transportation ever since. He was deported to America, and thus you have the Dilmores.
What a great story.
All right. Well, we have accomplished the segment. Nobody's called in to get the book. Come on now. 866-348-7884. Who had wrath and showed mercy? You got only 2 seconds to call, so you better get it.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom, whether that's writing books, wonderful books about the Civil War. How cool is that? Someone in Colorado writing a book about the Civil War and imperialism and all those kind of things. So we're going to find out more about that. Aquila Dew in her book, In Wrath, Remember Mercy, as well as my neighbor and pastor, Thane Barnes. He is the pastor of Woodbine Baptist Church in Mayodan, North Carolina. He would love it. He would love it if you were in the neighborhood of Mayodan next week. I mean, Sunday, he's going to be speaking on the book of Acts. He gave me a preview of the sermon, and you don't want to miss it. So if you're in Mayodan today, and you're at the headwaters of the Mayo and the Dan, come on over. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. So we got Keith is in High Point. He's got a guest for us on Mercy and Wrath. Keith, you're on Kingdom Pursuits, which, by the way, we also have Ann who's holding on. Ann, no matter what Keith says, stay with me. I don't want to miss your answer. So, Keith.
Yes.
It's great to hear. No, you have such a great voice.
Thank
I always
you
love
so
it
much.
When you call, Keith.
Thank you. I love listening to you.
So what have you got for us today?
Well, I just caught the tail end. You said nobody's called in yet about who had wrath but showed mercy.
There you go.
Was that the question?
That's the question.
Well, I don't know if he had wrath, but he showed mercy, and that was Job.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
The Lord's always had wrath, but he's always shown us mercy.
What a, you know, that is just one of the most fabulous books in the Bible and led to my own salvation, so it's extremely important to me. But oh my goodness, did he show mercy for Robbie Dillmore through that? Because to share the story quickly is I thought I was a lot smarter than God. I know you'd be shocked to know that. But I had somebody had told me, actually Norman Vincent Peale said, if you read the Bible, you know, you will get a positive mental attitude. So I wanted to sell more cars. This was my answer. And as I'm reading the book of Job, I'm getting madder and madder at God. Like, really? You're just showing off to the devil and you're going to kill this guy's kids? I mean, who do you think you are? And I'm asking and I'm just screaming. And then I get to, what is it, chapter 30, when all of a sudden he says, okay, Robbie, you know, since you're so smart, why don't you make it snow one time? Or, you know, put a hook in a behemoth if you really think you know what you're doing.
Yeah, where were you when I laid out the foundation?
So I love, love, love your answer, and I'm so thankful that you're going to get a chance to get this fabulous book.
Well, I'm going to take the T-shirt instead. It's still a little difficult for me to read.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And we have Christian Car Guy Theater, Christian Car Guy T-shirts with Jesus, Labor, Love on the back. You will be styling and profiling, believe me.
I hope so.
Thank you, Keith.
Well, thank you so much. Hearing your voice is really, and everybody that you usually have on your shows, it's a great boost. It's a good boost of adrenaline, and sometimes people need that. There's power in laughter. There's power in the smile. That's when people can get these stupid masks off and start smiling and looking at each other.
Oh, yeah.
It's a blessing.
Well said, Keith. Very well said. God bless.
It's a blessing.
You have a great weekend, my friend. God bless.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. So we have Ann Alt, then Charlotte. So, Ann.
Yes, indeedy.
All right. So you can still win the book. And I know how much you love to read, especially you love novels. So, and you're a very novel character, you know.
I want that book. Oh, yes, I do. Okay, this may not be what you were thinking of, but we know that doesn't matter. but I just, man, what a colorful ride in this show and the last show. It's just, and God is stressing eagles and lizards to me. But anyway, the bottom line is I thought of David and Saul, and Psalm 142 is based on them. And, you know, on that Adullam cave, and David forgave him, cut some of his garment, and he forgave him, even though he said, oh, I'm the king and all that. But then he said, when he realized David could have killed him, you know, he said, oh, David, once again, I'm so sorry, you know, and I will never run after you again, which is a lie. So, but David had that forgiving heart because he knew Saul was God's anointed. You know, so anyway, I'm just loving this. You know, the last show too. I mean, Christian Car Guy.
Thank you, Ann. Yes, and for those of you regular listeners, you may know Ann Alt as one of the many voices of Adventures in Odyssey, as well as Christian Car Guy Theater.
Yeah.
And she has got an upcoming part in Plymouth Progress next week that we were hoping to get out this week, but we didn't get it done. But we will be back next week with Anne and Plymouth Progress. So, and I'm very excited, too. It's so neat what God is doing, isn't it, Anne?
Mm-hmm, boy, we have such an amazing cast, and they do it from their hearts. They don't get paid. They are professional actors who love the Lord, and it's just amazing how God has built this since 2015. You know, you faithful in the little, he gives you power over much, and it's just been amazing. And it's going out to all sorts of places, and as Truth Network is expanding, so people are hearing about Jesus in unusual ways in these last days, you know.
It's beautiful. Thank you, my friend. God bless.
Okay, my dear. God bless you guys.
You won. You get the book.
Oh,
all right.
I'm so excited. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Oh, no. I just cut off Amy. So hopefully she will call back because Amy Cabo was calling in to tell us about what's going on with the cure. We won't miss that. But getting back to Akilah and our adventures with Torquil. So you got to at least give us the opening deal, right? How does he end up in the Civil War, Akilah?
Well, he and his family are non-slaveholders. They are against slavery, but they live in Virginia, and they fight to defend their home and their neighbors. That he goes to war with his father, whose reason for allowing such young children, or their teenagers, to go with him is that the older son would run away to join the army if he were left behind, and the younger son, which is Torquil, wouldn't let him go alone. So he takes them with him. It's a cavalry unit under Jeb Stuart, and fights the same battles, of course, as the 1st Virginia Cavalry all through the war.
And then what happens to his family?
His family are murdered by a Yankee officer. They had surrendered at the Battle of Sharpsburg, which the Yankees call Antietam, and he shot them down. And this was the catastrophe which basically the book is about, and how one recovers from such a thing.
Wow. So you can see this is a great book. And again, since Ann won it and you're thinking, I want that, you can go to kingdompursuits.com right there and order it. There's an Amazon thing. You can click on it. But then, like with all new authors, it just means so much if you will write a review, right? Tell them what you think and give them that feedback, right? Akilah, that would be amazing for you.
Oh, absolutely. It's vital. And I would appreciate anyone doing it if they're willing. It would just be such a boost.
It would be on all sorts of levels for other people to read the book. And again, you know, I think it's so beautiful when God calls us to do something that we can, in the body of Christ, encourage those that had the courage, right, to walk into that adventure. And what an honor it is really to have you on the show today. So Amy Cabocott came back. We're going to have to take her after the break because I know she's going to talk about the show. So stay with us, Amy. And then we have a very special guest on the line. I can see we have a weather forecast coming from Andrew. So you don't want to miss that. If you've never heard one of Andrew's weather forecasts, well, let me just tell you, you are going to get it when we come back. So stay tuned. We got so much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today we have with us author Akilah Du, which we've never heard her real name, but it's okay. We like it the way we got it. In her book, In Wrath, Remember Mercy, The Redemption of Tequil Du. And then Pastor Thane Barnes, he's the pastor of Woodbine Baptist Church in Mayodan, North Carolina, and my neighbor at Blue's Landing. So we are so blessed. We have Amy Cabo with The Cure, who's with us. Amy, you got a great show coming on the pandemic and children.
Yes, we have a really cute show today. The author is John Fay, and sometimes we can get so lost in what's going on around us and everything that has transpired that we forget what it's like from the point of view of the little ones, the children, and how it may have affected them. So this book really reaches into their mind frame to help them understand the pandemic and what's been going on so that they can better, you know, ease into the situation.
Wow, that is so beautiful. You don't want to miss that. It's coming up at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. And again, it's live, so you'll be able to call in and talk to Amy and her guest. Thank you, Amy. I really, really appreciate you doing what you do. And tell Boris I said hi, too.
Oh, of course. And thank you, love. Have a beautiful day, and God bless.
You too. Bye-bye. So we do have a special treat, I promised. Andrew is in here with the weather. Andrew, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Robbie. How are you?
I'm wonderful. We don't have a lot of time, but go ahead and just share with us what you got.
Okay. I would like to get a hold of Tammy and tell her that I said hello.
I will tell her. I promise.
Okay. I've got a forecast for you. And today, in Montclair, Winston-Salem, I'm around the triad, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers.
Andrew, before you finish, because we don't want to miss it as good as it is, can you turn off your radio so we don't get that feedback? See?
Okay.
Very good. Now, go for it.
Okay. Well, the forecast for the Northwest Piedmont, including foothills, including Winston-Salem, Greensboro, High Point, and surrounding areas, mostly cloudy today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high in the mid to upper 80s, and southwest winds of 2 miles an hour. Tonight, we have clear skies with a low in the mid to upper 50s. Sunday, today is Saturday and Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid to upper 40s and highs in the mid to upper 80s. So, Robbie, that is your forecast for the triad, and we will see some clear skies and hotter weather as a high pressure moves in from the north, and we will see some higher weather forecast.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you. As always, there's only one Andrew. And you are he, and I will tell Tammy that you called, okay? I love you, buddy. All right. Bye-bye. All right.
He's listening to himself. That's so cute.
Yeah, if he didn't hear us before. Andrew is one of my students there at Calvary's special needs class, and a beautiful thing, right, to have friends like that?
He was right on the money.
Yeah.
It's hot.
It's hot, and it's going to be hotter. It is. And so, Akila, what's the one thing, since we don't have but a couple minutes left, that you wanted to make sure you got said about your book today?
Forgiveness.
Oh. Yeah, that is like, can you imagine losing your whole family, right? And in this battle, and so the title kind of says it, in wrath, remember mercy.
See, the hero does not remember that at the beginning, but he learns it. And it's, I think, something we all need to learn, because we tend to get so angry at hurts or injustices, things going on around us that are just awful. But there's a better way, and that's God's way.
That's certainly a message for these times that we live in, because people seem so angry. I mean, half of the country believes something and half the country believes something else, and it really doesn't matter what they believe, but there is just such a stark division that there needs to be some forgiveness, there needs to be some healing, there needs to be some relationship building, so...
Yes.
I appreciate you writing that book.
Sir?
Go ahead.
The other thing is truth. And there's been an awful assault on truth in goodness knows how many decades it's been going on. But there is absolute truth, and his name is Jesus. And we have to...
Oh, yeah.
...to get by all the theories and the ideas and people trying to avoid that fact.
Yeah, the beautiful thing is he's got a whole book, right? And there's nothing but truth. The whole thing is truth, and the whole thing is Jesus. It's all in one package. It's like, oh my goodness, all you have to do is like, it's right there. That's so beautiful. Well, thank you, Akila. Hey, we're out of time. Again, you can get Akila's book if you go to kingdompursuits.com, or maybe you're thinking, wow, Pastor, you're going to talk about what they taught in the book of Acts, right? The tomorrow's sermon.
I am. In Acts chapter 2.
Go to Kingdom Pursuits, find out where Woodbine Baptist Church is in Mayodan. You don't want to miss that. Or maybe start a Bible study in your neighborhood. How cool is that? Well, I really do hate we're out of time, but you're luck, because we've got so much truth coming at you. Encouraging prayer, followed by The Masculine Journey, starts here now at 12 o'clock. Nikita Koloff is going to be body slamming at 12:30. You got so much truth coming at you. And The Cure at 1 o'clock on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.